what's up? Yes, we've done that part already. We're taking you to Lagos, and we're coming up with a program called What's Up Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning, Lagos. Oh. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Thursday it is.
I mean, I thought it was just Monday the other day.
Yeah, and Tuesday followed. Well, some people were asking
I hate you when you do that.
I love you too. When were asking me, why was it so hot yesterday? I don't know if you felt it yesterday.
Bro, it was hot.
Yeah, they were renovating hell. Bringing out the old coal and putting
just
it back.
Just get away, dear.
So thank
get
you.
Away.
I'm away. Yeah. I'm away. All right, good morning. Welcome to the show. My name is Stretch, and she is Marianne Duke.
Why would anybody want to renovate Hades?
Why not?
Why?
There should be some maintenance called.
Even the guys renovating will be burned.
New people are going in every day. So you guys, come on. Let's change the fire. It's getting cool. But when they brought out the coal, then so hell is real. Do right. They renovated it yesterday.
Okay. In case somebody told you that you would not wake up today.
Hey.
In case somebody told you that today you are looking forward to, nothing good will come out of it. In case somebody told you that you will not do good today.
Foul.
Yes, that
they
person.
Failed.
Yes, yeah. They failed.
Yes.
F9.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see,
you
today
made it.
You're alive. Today you are going to make it.
Yes,
you got 24 more hours.
In 24 more hours. And less than that.
Okay,
yeah?
Less than 24 mm-hmm. hours to make it. That thing that they said you
it's
will say
happen.
In your face.
It will happen.
In your face.
14 hours left in the
don't
day.
Be,
you know
don't
what I'm
be, don't be mm-hmm. sad. Don't be cast
no,
down. Don't
no.
feel like oh my own don't bad pass.
Like
not
that.
Lie.
Nothing.
Because I always say it's only the people that are leaving that can complain.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll start the show this morning. The first part of the show we call it Sound Off, where we talk about things you would talk about. You might have discussed in your room, discussed in your car, in the office, by the side, but nobody's brought it to the radio. We're doing it for you, yeah? And this portion, we'll let you just listen to it, and when we finish, we get into musing. And after musing, yes, today the lawyer is coming.
Yes, lawyer girl will be back with our landlord and tenant update.
So you guys be ready, all right? Be ready for her.
Absolutely, for that song, Landlord, Travel, Landsee.
Okay.
Sorry.
I like that.
That's my right side. Yeah, you know.
I love that mm-hmm. power of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbadugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, check your time. It's 14 minutes past hour 10, and this is Sound Off. Well, like many things that happen in Nigeria, when it gets to a certain point, we all feel cold about it, that it's there, it's them and not us. Do you know that lots of Nigerians, more than 1,000 I want to say, have died in the flooding, 2022 flooding? I mean, if they claim 606, and I'm sure many more would have gone, many people displaced.
Unaccounted for.
Many schools, many houses, many churches, many places where business used to be done, many poultries, many farms. Many people don't know what to do at the moment. And there is actually no state of national emergency in the country. We are seeing politicians going and saying the wife of this, the cousin to this aspirant, the sister to this aspirant, the cross-eyed brother of this aspirant has given them this amount of money. Hand-me-downs, all we hear in the news. This is the worst natural disaster we've had in a long time. And this is how we've treated it. Campaigns are still going on, by the way.
Of course.
People are going to different places, making promises. Okay. We will. We should. We promise. The ethnic card is still being played, even in Lagos yesterday. I mean, someone went to a specific area to talk to some specific people and made statements about the North and the West and the East. While people don't have where to lay their heads, imagine your village, your home, your abode, the place you were born is a river. And nobody has taken up anything to do about that situation. We were warned, we've gone past that, but nothing has happened on a national scale. Is this the Nigeria we are supposed to be happy about?
I'm not appalled at this point. I've gone past that. It makes me laugh when something happens in Benin, in Niger, in Chad. Our president is very quick to go there.
Pakistan had
speak
flaws.
On something. Yeah. Yes, and
our president
and
came and said we must not. Mm-hmm.
But what was Mr. President? Did he visit any of those people? Oh, no. Okay, well, because the president is outgoing, so politicians, it's your time to for the jamboree. What exactly does it mean when people are dying? They faced a natural disaster. A disaster that could have been curbed if this government and other governments had done the needful. No, our president is very, you know, he's got too many things on his plate. He's very, very busy. Oh, yes, and he had to go to London. Mm-hmm. But then the people that you promised to serve and protect, sir, might I remind you, in 2015, you begged for our votes.
Please.
And we rallied around you. Most of us didn't vote for you, but then you are our president. Did you keep your end of the bargain? I'm talking about since 2015, you barely have time for us. You don't even talk to us. You could not be bothered. And when you do, we don't really understand where you're going to or where we're coming from. And then you're quick to tell us that you've done so well for us. I mean, you have tried your best. And if you cannot see it, let's leave it. And then, oh yes, the political jamboree continues. It's not a time for us to politicize what's happening in different parts of the country, especially the flooding. It's not a time for us to say, oh, this person gave 50 million. So
100 million.
Yes, let's applaud it. No! Who's the money going to? How will these people get some cushioning effect after what happens? Because you see, this thing we're playing with, we're going to have food shortage. It is not a joke.
But they've made promises.
It's not a scare tactic either.
Mayor, they've said we have silos. We have grains.
I am
grains.
Sick and tired.
We have 1 million
of
bags
all
of
the
rice.
Promises that have been made empty.
A bag of rice is heading to 50,000.
Have Nigerians been
today.
Able to hold on to any shred of hope from those promises you've made to us? And I'm speaking to every politician. It's not about the president now. Nigerians are wallowing in hunger. They do not have where to stay. They do not even have hope for tomorrow. But some guy is campaigning. He's taking his campaign there, sending his wife there, sending his cousins.
With helicopters.
This is not a joke.
Flying around.
And this also goes to us Nigerians, especially those in those areas that have been flooded. Your mumu never do.
And you also, in other parts, the floods have not reached there. Is it time for us to start questioning these people? These people, I mean, it's them against us. Forget the
politics. And play your own role in making sure that the flood doesn't come your way.
Yeah, because one person that is in this party today will be in the next party tomorrow. Have we started to hold them responsible?
No, accountability
Does
for us.
Does anybody care?
Accountability for us is to call Nigerian Info and say, you are not doing your job. You are not investigating.
Bodies are floating as we speak. Mm-hmm. They are discovering. When a country tells you 600 people, that this is a country that doesn't know how many secondary schools they have. You don't know how many primary
we
schools
don't know
they
how
have.
Much, we don't no know how much oil we produce.
No registration of
barrels?
Deaths. No registration of birth. But you can tell me 600 people are dead. And we're sticking with 600. They say 606. We don't know how many people
Stretch.
Are dead
Even
as we speak.
Even if five people died.
No, I'm just saying that the number, you can't be specific because you don't even know the thousands who are affected by this. So please, don't rub this in our faces. There's a disaster in Nigeria. Nigeria, part of Nigeria, percentage is underwater as we speak.
Stretch, you're the one who's waking up to remember this. It's been swept under the carpet. Are you noticing that now we're talking about the frontline campaigns. Political campaigners? Yeah. We've forgotten that the average Nigerian is still suffering. So I'm going to say to Nigerians, because these politicians might not be listening, they might not care, but you should care because you know what? You're on the receiving end, and that's Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100 meters hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchim Badugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give a date.
If you know why it's for Lagos, you know if you guys for anywhere. Nothing. We don't tell you now.
And let me just say it. Let me just say to whom it may concern. Mm-hmm. This dude that did this song, this dude, Kiss Daniel, he got me, yeah?
But I told you before, I'm in love with him.
I'm not in love
Kiss
with him.
Kiss Daniel, I love you.
Okay, I'm not in love with him.
Let's make babies.
Ew. All right, on the other...
I like how you say ew.
On the other side of the museum, we'll be going to be asking you about the classic movies.
We want to talk about classic movies. What are some of the classic movies that you've seen in your lifetime that are unparalleled? I mean, even the remake could not scratch...
Move away, no fee, forget.
You understand?
One. Not this and this. So one.
The ones that blew
you
your
away.
Mind.
That, yeah.
Ah.
Is it Neck of the Pretty Serpent?
Ew.
Yes, a movie. Yeah. Right.
Okay. We got to go for that break. When we come back, let's talk movie classics. You know, it's Thursday. Let's throw back because my hair is going back.
Those of us that don't have hair.
Back. I will buy one back. And I will glue it to your sideburns.
Cough forbid.
And then on your head.
Cough forbid.
So you look like someone that has.
Let us go, John.
We're not going.
You always look for my
we
trouble.
Die
Yahoo.
I will be back.
It's Lagos. It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Whatever. I dare you to tell them what I love about. I dare you. I dare you. I people dare you.
I value my job.
I'm not telling there.
Sorry. Inside Jekyll. Let's talk.
Let's talk now. Let's talk.
Okay, 38 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome back to What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station.
Believe that.
This is where the best conversation resides. Yes, in case you don't know, take that to the bank.
Take it. Withdraw it. Use the money.
Any how you like. Spoil yourself.
Cashless economy.
Oh my God.
That's how we roll.
Get off it.
Yes.
Come off it.
What's wrong with you?
Oh my God.
There are things I don't even understand Nigerians.
Why do we do it?
What was believe you me?
Believe you me.
Eh? I kid you not. I kid you not.
Say, come off it.
Come off it. What am I on? that I should come off.
Anyway, we're talking about movie classics this morning. Let's just, throw back and talk about what are the most interesting movie classics, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's Nollywood.
Bollywood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I like Tofan. Tofan. Hey, good, I'm old. Anyway, what is that movie that you have seen that is unparalleled?
One.
It's a classic movie.
One.
That you've seen until today, it's been unparalleled. Even when they tried to do a remake, it didn't scratch the surface.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. The numbers are 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, you can call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And you can tweet at us with the hashtag WhatsUpLagos.
And let's share. Just think about it. One movie. Don't say this one, that one, Rattlesnake 1.
What is it?
There's Rattlesnake now.
Leave it.
Rattlesnake 1.
Leave it.
There's a
Glamour Guest.
Glamour Guest 1, 2, 3.
And then Glamour Boys.
And then
Patata.
Yes.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Guys, let's talk. Let's see how many
give
of you.
Give me my What's Up Lagos.
If not, we'll not open this door.
Nobody's entering here.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
I see what you're doing. I see.
Yes,
what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
He say?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Both of us are
in a very noisy place, too.
He say both of us are just like what?
Like Z-word.
Jehovah.
Extraordinary every day.
Hey! Thank you.
Promotion is from God and from the company. All right, tell us the movie you can't forget.
Before I go to that, maybe I want to give a surge a week to put on Abi.
I need to help his life. He's too bald.
Stop all this thing.
He's too bald.
Stop all this thing.
If I come to work, I arrange my wig on his head because you see, his head is like a mirror.
Why now?
You that is even laughing. I say why now? As if it's from your heart. You are laughing. I say why now? Your laughter is even annoying me, Steve.
Stretch. Mimi says she wants to make a baby. And you're dead, only yourself.
Look at Anyao. Make baby how?
No, we kiss Daniel, please. Goodbye.
Make baby how? Yeah, what are you saying? Mm-hmm. These men are taking us to where we don't know.
Because
he's taking us to where we don't know.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes.
Good morning.
All your enemies are dead as we speak.
Good morning.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning. Good morning, everybody in the studio.
Good morning. Only two of us are here.
My name is Jude Azuka. I'm calling from Dagada.
Jude, okay, go ahead. Jude, share with us.
My one and only movie is, what is it called? This Tupac movie. Most Wanted.
Most Wanted. What was it for you in that movie? The shooting?
The way the character Tupac played in that movie.
Yeah.
You know those days I used to read for Tupac.
Yeah.
So in secondary school, you wrap Tupac off head.
Yeah, before you gave your life.
Then you were in the world.
All right, take it away from me.
Thanks for calling,
right.
Bro.
Thank you very much for calling.
Tupac, I'm out of
Chicago. I think I liked Tupac in Juice.
I liked him
in Jackson.
Yeah. But see, he acted, most of the roles he took had a bit of him in it.
Yes. So, I don't know. I think the writers somewhat,
Yeah, they put him in.
Made sure that he was part of it.
What's up, Lagos? Yes, sir.
What's up?
Oh, Tari.
Good morning.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of your callers, then they call you every October when they won't win money. My movie is Bologna Club, RCE, Senator.
Ask you both, we know about that thing. Bologna Club, RCE.
Andy, you people know that I'm serious.
Is Andy a movie, Andy?
The movie, you know that movie, sir.
Hey!
Oh, Daddy! Thank you for calling. I think Utali is in a very good mood today.
He's
laughing like, you know when you win the lottery, that's the kind of laughter.
Or when you're visiting Padayam in the morning, that thing is nothing. When you're full, you just look at the mountain, I can move this mountain. What's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir?
He's a kid. I called back. I couldn't finish.
Okay, sorry. Can I finish?
I couldn't say my point before the call was
started. You have started again, though. Oh, yeah, say it now.
No. Okay, the movie I won't forget is American Ninja.
American Ninja.
Part 1, 2, 3. American Ninja. Yes.
I was very young then.
Yeah, I was young. Those people that used to be seeing with their black and white television.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Ekene. Thanks for calling.
American Ninja 1, 2, 3. The last one was done by David Bradley. Wow. I'm a movie head.
Actually.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
What's your name?
This is Undo of Lagos.
It's all good.
Undo of Lagos.
Okay, Undo.
Undo of Lagos.
Undo, yeah, tell us the movie, Undo.
Bread of Life.
Hey, by who?
By Messi Johnson and Sherry Coco.
Okay.
And that's a classic?
It was it for you?
I'm telling you, A+. In fact, if there's anything more than A+, I'm giving it. Because there are vibes in that movie. Oh, my God.
Okay, I think I'll go and watch it. Does it still exist?
Yes. It exists.
Okay. Bread of Life, right?
Yes.
Ndu.
All right, Ndu, thank you very much.
Number one.
Ndu.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
So,
Bread of Life.
I'm just going to...
By Mercy Johnson. Be there. I'm writing it on my hand.
Excuse me. Sorry. Okay, squeeze me. So let's, for those who just joined us, in case you do not get what we're talking about, movie classics.
Mm.
Movie classics.
Yeah.
From back in the day.
Yeah.
And we're saying, which is it for you? I'm not talking about the movie they did in 2022.
Mm-mm.
Or last
it could
year.
Be a classic for you.
Yes, classic from
Bread
yesterday.
Bread of Life.
Why you? Anyway, please, if you
Info girl is here,
you don't put me job, lo.
Bread of Life.
Send down from glory.
Bread of Life, Mercy Johnson. I won't forget that.
Info girl is here.
What's she doing here?
I'm here to tell you that my own classic is SpongeBob SquarePants.
All right, just what's up, Lagos? 10:48 on the clock, and let's go straight to the messages and see how many can turn out before we have to go on a break. Good morning, what's up, Lagos? I beg, now hunger, this person is saying he doesn't remember any movie that he's hungry. The CWO, I am hungry, seriously, right now, as I did type. I take God, beg now. Okay, Christopher from Ejigbo, nice move. All right, one of my favorite classic movies is Face Off, John Travolta and Nicolas Cage.
Oh my God.
The ending part of the movie when he came back home and John Travolta got his face back, the slow motion he was using to enter the house. That scene sweets me.
And he winked at the camera.
And now his wife and daughter were so happy when they opened the door.
Oh
Fred.
Oh God, that's a good movie.
Please stop giving me background vocals.
Good movie.
Can I read? Good day, my people. You are super amazing. They always enjoy you guys vibe. Akila the B is the best movie. Akila and the B we have ever enjoyed. I love the way the girl talk and spell those words. She really tried, especially the final stay at the competition. Dami from Ikorodu. Okay, Dami, thank you very much.
What's her name?
Good guys. Mine is Saworide from Kolawole. Kolawole, yeah, I remember Saworide. All right, hi, Stretch and Marianne. What's up, Lagos? It's even natural. Is it even natural disaster? No, that's for Face Off. Sorry, what says Face Off? Sound
Drunken
Off.
Master.
All right, for me, it's Drunken Master, Kung Fu movie, special breed from Ikorodu. Thank you.
Mm.
And you, what's up, Lagos? My best movie of all time is Mother India, Efelenzo from Ikorodu. Okay, Mother India. I'm having movies I'll go and search for and watch.
Mother India.
Yeah, Mother
really?
India.
I didn't know about that.
All right, so okay. Is this classic? And one, what's up, Lagos? My own favorite classic movie is Diamond Ring. Ayo from Augustine.
Ah, even the remake doesn't do justice to the original
Ring.
One. Look, okay. I watched that movie, especially the graveside part that they dug out all the jewelry. Mm. Like, I remember the father was, who's this hot daddy? What's his name? RMD. And then Antonio Tomato was the mom. Yes, back
okay.
in the day.
Yeah.
Hater. RMD is a hot daddy.
Yeah.
Stretch.
Fine.
You hater.
I don't.
Hater.
He's
hater,
Uncle Bros.
Hater.
So Uncle Bros.
Yes, he's a hot
not only
daddy.
Uncle, he's Uncle Bros. So I won't say anything.
RMD is a hot daddy.
It. He's okay now.
RMD is a hot daddy.
Okay.
Yes.
You're good now?
All
right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take one more message because we do not have any more time to take calls. We have to go for that quick.
Okay,
quick.
Short message. You can't pass classic movie without mentioning Troy. Do you all remember the cinema advert where he goes in? Yes, is there no one else?
Mm.
No. And that TV station used every day. Okay. What's up, Lagos? Mine was Pirates of the Caribbean, all the series. Thank you so much.
We'll be back after this break. All right, still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we're broadcasting live from Itemeyang Crescent. Anyway, we did tell you that our lawyer girl is back today with more landlord and tenant rights wahala.
I like that. Well, not only wahala, some things you need to know.
Yes, all the rights.
To be guarded and guided. She's here to give them. And I think if you have questions, you will be asking. Welcome to the studio.
If you are my lawyer, I will get into trouble every other day. You know?
Yeah,
because I need to see my lawyer. I need to call my lawyer. I don't go to the police station.
What does that mean? I like to put trouble. Because you'll be coming to pay me every
go
day.
Go and buy properties. Do good things then.
Hey, it's a good thing now. Just say, the police is my friend. Take me away.
Say, my lord, they have come again. What happened? They have carried me.
Say, you know, say, what does this mean? I say, I need to see you now.
The worst place to go is the police station.
Why so? The police is your friend, my friend, our friend.
Most of the time, I go there to fight.
Okay.
And I will achieve my aim. Because for an average lawyer, the aim should be to get your client out of that place that moment.
Yeah.
But in Nigeria, if you go there and be speaking law, they will answer you.
Ew.
So if you go there, I'm always going there to speak the law. And you won't achieve your aim. So wow. I'd rather don't go there.
Let's not even just... That's a kind of warm.
Let's not...
But today we want to talk about landlord-tenant Wahala. I like it. Wahala. No, with an R. Wahala.
Wahala.
Yes.
You should read the dictionary.
Our guest is... Olamide Onufade. She is she's a family lawyer and she's also a real estate lawyer, but we're talking about the real estate part of her, you know,
lawyer
cap today. So last week we started off with this conversation about some of the rights that tenants and landlords. I remember off the top of my head the fact that there has to be a written agreement. There must be before you go into anything. And everything that is reflected on that in that agreement is what you should abide by. If anybody goes off script, then you have a right to sue.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm a good student, darling.
Yeah, it's just last week.
But I said, but remember I said that not in all cases should you approach the court.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Citizens Mediation Center
is
all over Lagos.
Yes,
that should be the first line before going into any litigation, because litigation can go on for an extended period of time.
Wow.
And particularly because this is what pertains to your shelter, I think you should explore mediation first.
Because I've seen buildings abandoned for years and years because they say, oh, they're in court.
Still in court.
No, that is different. On that case, it might be on the issue of title.
Okay.
So that is different from ordinary landlord-tenancy matters.
Yeah. Okay.
No, when it comes to the issue of title, are you using me court or I'm in court forever?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where are we picking up from today?
Okay, the last time, probably I should just do a quick recap of what happened last week.
Yes.
Okay, so we talked about the issue of tenancy and based on landlord and tenant relationship, and that is basically contractual. Though the law has, there's a baseline of what you cannot cross. However, whatever you append your signature to in the tenancy agreement is what binds you together. So for the statutory rights, I talked about you have a right as a tenant to a receipt of payment.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to peace and quiet,
mm-hmm.
and exclusive possession of the property.
Mm.
You have a right to legal eviction.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is you find out that sometimes the landlord wants to evict a tenant.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start pulling the doors, bringing down the roof, disconnecting utilities.
The water, the lights.
Yes, that is very, very illegal. And
really?
As a tenant, you have a right against the landlord.
Hmm.
And when I talked about quiet and exclusive rights to your peace and quiet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And exclusive possession, regardless of the fact that, you know, we talked about the fact that once you have, as a landlord, you let out your property,
it's
for the exclusive use of that tenant,
okay.
For the duration of that time.
Hmm.
But you also have, as a tenant, you also have an obligation towards a client, towards your tenant, to give them access, reasonable access,
okay,
within reasonable time. So, and most of the time, it's for
maintenance or checking.
But as a landlord too, you can't just barge in. You need to give ample time.
And it has to be convenient for the tenant.
Yes, both parties. So you can't just give him, I'm coming to your house today. No. There has to be ample time and there has to be an agreement between both of you.
Okay.
And also, as a tenant, you have obligations.
Mm-hmm.
First, you need to, you have obligations towards your co-neighbors. Co-tenant, mm-hmm. if there's any, or neighbors.
they also have a right to their own peace and quiet. It's very important. And you also have an obligation towards your landlord for honesty of purpose, of the intended use of that place. So you can't say, I'm taking this place for
residential,
convert it into commercial, or you convert it into a warehouse where you store
items.
No, when you store explosive or
perishable,
anything that can, that is inimical,
inflammables,
to, yes, explosive and all of that, then you must adhere to the tenant's agreement.
Can I ask
everything
a question?
In the tenant's agreement.
Can I ask a question? There are people who say, for example, I'm married to Stretch, and we say, oh, I bring Stretch as my husband, you know, show the landlord, and then, you know, he gives us a house, a two-bed apartment. And then, only for the landlord to realize days later that I'm not married to Stretch, we're not a couple. Then I have like 10 other girls living in that same house with me. Is that a contractual breach? And how do you, deal with that?
I wouldn't say it's a breach of the covenant. Mm-hmm. But if in the tenancy agreement, it was clearly stated there that this purpose, the property is just for
Mr. and Mrs. Stretch,
to the exclusive use of them and no other person, then it goes to the root of that agreement. And based on that, the tenant, the landlord can...
Can an agreement be that specific, for instance?
It can be. If it's very crucial, if it's very, very pertinent to the landlord, it should be. That is why when I'm drafting tenancy agreement, I'm very detailed. I am very detailed so that we are all clear from the beginning. So there are no gray areas. So if you are a landlord who values privacy, and it is very, very pertinent to you, I think it should form part of the agreement. It should even form the covenant, part of the covenant. You know what they put as covenant? Those are the ones that if you breach it, it goes to the root of that agreement. And on the basis of that, you as a landlord can proceed to court, right? Just issue the seven-day notice.
Wow.
So you don't have to give a quick notice of 6 months. And quickly, we talked about the notice. You know, I said, it's based on what you sign. If you sign that, landlord, please don't give me any quick notice. Just proceed to court. The 7-day notice is adequate for me. If you want to evict me from your house, so be it. But if the landlord, if the agreement is silent on the duration, then we have to revert to the statutory one, and the statutory term is 6 months.
Okay, so can you help me differentiate between covenant and the two? You said the covenant.
Yes, and the other part of the agreement.
So
the covenant are the ones that are very, very essential, that once you breach it.
Yeah, so I'm saying if someone gives me an agreement, how do I differentiate?
You see it's labeled covenant.
Okay.
It's always there, the covenant. So those ones are the ones that are very, very pertinent.
It sounds scary.
It sounds very afraiding, yeah.
And your rent. Rent is very, very, it's the fundamental.
It's sacrosanct.
Yes.
The reason we know each other.
Yes. So if you're in breach, if you do not pay your rent in 3 months consecutively, your landlord can issue a 7-day notice and evict you.
That's if you're on a monthly.
So it doesn't have to give you a 6-month notice.
That's if you pay monthly.
No, yearly.
Yeah, what do you mean 3 months consecutive? Okay, like
you don't pay on the day that you're supposed to pay.
For instance, you're supposed to pay 31st of December, and you do not pay.
31st of December, January, February, March.
February, March. It can proceed after the expiration of that 3 months to take you to court without recourse to 6 month notice. Then, please, a lot of people always ask me this question, and they're always shocked at my response. When your landlord issues you whatever length of quit notice you decided, we agreed on upon, and you do not move out after that period, you're entitled to pay the rent for whatever period of time you used after the expiration of that notice.
Because your moment of grace is past.
You don't understand.
6 months.
You know, a lot of people think, Shebi is giving me quit notice. You can't take. I'm not supposed to pay again.
Okay. Mm. When he
do you understand?
Yeah, when he gives you quick notice, he says leave okay, in 2 months.
Okay, so for instance, the landlord sends you a quick notice and it's supposed to expire on the 31st of December.
Okay.
Or and in most cases, it's always coinciding with when you'll rent would expire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if, for instance, you've paid for 1 year and naturally your rent is always terminating every 31st of December.
Yeah.
And your landlord had already issued you a quit notice
in 6 months
prior.
Okay, or maybe June.
Yes, prior to that. So, yeah. 31st of December is not renewing the rent.
He's not taking any rent.
But you are still holding over that property.
Okay. To January, you're getting to January.
You must pay for every single day.
After that day. So you're forcing him to take another money from you?
No, not there's no tenancy anymore. But you are obligated to pay for every day.
Because you're occupying his house.
So what they do is prorata. You divide it. So if say take for instance you're paying 200,000 every year, you now divide it.
How many days you spend?
Yes, you are supposed to pay.
After the time your quit notice expires.
Because in most cases, then you're in court. Mm-hmm. At that time, probably the 7 day notice has been issued. So people just assume that because we're in court,
I
don't have to pay. You have to pay. Okay, it's called men's profit.
Okay, but sometimes the landlord doesn't even want you there. He doesn't even want that money, is also not what he wants.
Of course, he wants vacation. Out, he wants possession of his property.
But you still have to pay for those.
But you still have to pay. So it doesn't mean that because
you are in court,
the tenant
he has given you quit notice, the days after
A lot of people just assume that I'm not supposed to pay again. After I'm looking for another place, so I don't have to pay. You have to pay.
You're saying this is what the law prescribes.
Yes.
And so those people who generally say, well, he wants me to leave.
Yeah.
So why should I pay? Take heed. A message just came in saying, good morning, Marianne and Stretch, and to the guest. Does the landlord have the right to increase your rent by 100%?
Great question. In the first place, in the tenancy agreement, there has to be a provision that caters to that. How is it increased? But you can approach the court to determine if that price, that increment, is fair or not.
Okay.
But it will take your time. So, in that case, I think you should approach the Citizens Mediation Center. So they will call the landlord, they will call you, and they would, or in most cases, even before you approach the third parties, you can mediate with your landlord.
Most landlords will tell you, it's my property. That's what I want.
I can decide whatever
then
I want.
Then you can approach
mediation.
Yes.
So do they have any powers?
Well,
it's just mediation.
It's just mediation,
but in most cases they achieve a lot of it's Lagos State backed.
Okay.
So they do have. So whatever you are paying. So if you cannot resolve the issue, then they will tell you to go to court.
Okay.
But in most cases, the landlord will be losing because you'll be in court. And in that case, we can be in court for 2-3 years for the court to determine that issue. And within that space of time, you can't evict him.
And he has to pay you, but you have to pay.
Yes.
You have to pay your rent.
Your rent, the old rent.
Okay. Okay, not the one.
Because it's not been determined.
That the increase should take place.
Yes, if it's fair or not.
So when it is determined is when you start paying?
Yes. And in most cases, the court can now say, pay the arrears.
Oh. Okay. Well, it's a very complicated, case that... we have to pay attention to and take notes because it's very important.
Yes,
it's very important.
So.
Well, Lagos, we want to bring you into this conversation. Today, she wants to take all your questions.
Yeah.
Last week, we were trying to lay the foundation and water the ground. So join the conversation this morning. If you're a landlord, you're a tenant, you have questions about your rights versus the tenant's rights if you're a landlord, or the rent, the rights of the tenant as opposed to the landlord. We want to hear your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And you can call, if you're a lady, 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. And you can tweet at Nigeria Info with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos, and you can send us a WhatsApp message. Our lawyer is in the studio this morning, Olamide Onifade, who is actually a family lawyer and also a real estate lawyer. Let's take this call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Apologies. If that was you, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Cheers to life. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Daniel.
All right, Daniel. Go ahead. Go ahead, Daniel.
So, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, quickly. Okay, Daniel, do call us back when you are able to. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please, quickly. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir?
My name is James, first time caller. What's up, Lagos?
All right, James. Nice
James,
to have
welcome.
You.
Go ahead.
Yes. I want to ask, like, maybe you and your landlord, maybe you have an issue. How will I put it? There's an issue between both of you, and suddenly, just because of that issue, he gave you a notice. What can you do? Should you take this case to the court or to the police?
Okay, great. Thank you very much for calling.
Issue. Like,
should I answer that question?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, in the first place, the police do not have any jurisdiction in anything landlord and tenant relationship. Mm-hmm. It's purely civil. So, it happens a lot when you have issues with the landlord, and but it's a landlord's apartment. There's nothing you can do.
So he doesn't have to explain to you why he's giving you a quick
notice.
No,
the law says he should give a reason.
Yes.
So far, he gives you a reason and gives you ample notice.
It's his house.
His motive, irrespective, regardless.
Okay. All right, this message said, good morning. My name is Chooks. Please, my question is, when can the quit notice take effect? Is it when the rent expires or can it run along with the rent?
Yes, definitely.
It runs with the rent?
Yes. Prior to the tenancy agreement, tenancy law of 2011, it was a prerequisite that before the quit notice must terminate on the eve, on the anniversary of the expiration of the rent. So take for instance, 31st of December is mm-hmm. when your rent, you go to Makba, when your rent
go on, Jerry.
Expires. Mm. Your landlord must issue that you, if it's 6 months, if it's 3 months, and it must terminate, it must coincide with the 31st.
Okay. Oh, I see.
If he gives you a day over, that notice is invalid.
Oh,
was that technical?
Oh,
well, upon the advent of the tenancy law of 2011, the law now says so far they give you ample notice. So if it's 3 months, it can fall after a day after, it could fall 2 months after. So if your rent is supposed to terminate 31st of December mm-hmm. and November, your landlord feels he wants to evict you. He has to give you the, if you agreed on 6 months or 3 months, he just gives you. So it doesn't have to terminate on the anniversary of you.
I see.
The expiration of the rent again.
I see. All right. We have some messages before we go in the break.
Good morning, Marianne. Does a landlord have the right to increase house rent without adding value to the house, like repairing some places, leaking myself?
They happen well.
Or is it just that it's his house, he can do what he wants?
Because that's why I said, when you now approach the court to determine the matter, then all of this are part of what will form your defense.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'd just like to let you know that we are live. We're live on YouTube, Nigeria Info. Please go on Nigeria Info FM. That's Nigeria Info 99.3. We're live on YouTube. We're live on Facebook.com/ Nigeria Info 99.3. You asked the question.
All right, just to WhatsApp Lagos, and we are right here at exactly 11:35 on the clock. And lawyer ladies in the studio, many messages right here. We have to start reading as many as we can so she can get to answer. Good morning. My name is Ocheja Japheth. My question is, does the landlord have the right to increase house rent every year? I think I should just hold that question. I know you have an answer to that. Good morning. Please, I have a question. My father leased a piece of land to a pastor. The agreement was not to build a structure. My father passed on, only for the pastor to secretly build one without permission from the family. He was given quit notice of 6 months in 2020, but till date he has refused to leave. What can we do? AJ from Aja. You want to take two or do I continue?
Okay.
All right. For a yearly rent, let me take one more. For a yearly rent payer, how many months eviction notice? I think we dealt with this. Does the landlord give according to the law? Jake from Ojata.
Okay, maybe I should take it from the back.
The bank, yeah. Mm.
Okay, so we talked about this some few minutes ago. Yeah. And okay, so I'll reiterate it, that whatever you sign in your tenancy agreement is binding on you. So if you sign for a week notice, it will be binding on you. If it's signed for 6 months, if it's signed for a year, that is what will bind on you. However, if the agreement is silent on the issue of the rent, the quit notice that is expected, then you have to revert to the statutory provision. And what the statutory provision makes is, if you are a one-year tenant, if you pay annually, you're entitled to 6 months. If you pay quarterly, you're entitled to 3 months. If you pay half yearly, you're entitled to 3 months. If you pay monthly, then you're entitled to a month's notice. Right. Then the issue of the pastor who converted. Yeah. Now, I think they should be rushing to court, because if the issue now is now going away from the issue of tenancy and is straying into
ownership.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So that is very, very critical. And I think that they should be approaching the court immediately.
Ownership how? The pastor does not have any papers. But he has built a structure.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, he's asserting himself.
Okay.
He's doing what an owner will do.
Okay.
So it's very critical that they stop him right now.
Okay, so because if the lease was signed and he's given a piece of paper, that piece of paper is invalid when he built on that land, right?
No, I don't. I'm always very careful when I don't know the fact of an issue. Okay. Too. But from what he has said, he is a tenant. He was a tenant of the father.
Mm-hmm.
And the late father passed on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a land, a bare land.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not erecting a structure on it. So I'm now seeing that he's now performing the acts of ownership, which is very, very critical that they stop him right now. And they should be going to court to determine that issue as soon as possible. Because the moment he stays there for an extended period of time,
to be a land tussle,
he can become the owner.
Oh,
I think we'll go into that. Don't worry, I'll be here Thursday. So just remind me that we have to talk about adverse possession.
Adverse possession.
Okay, so the other one about increasing the rents yearly.
He's not entitled to. There used to be the rent tribunal in Lagos, but it's been repealed by the tenancy law of 2011.
Okay.
So now you approach the court. So I've said that repeatedly. Then if you think it's not fair, then you should be approaching the court determine.
But you advise arbitration.
Arbitration. Mediation.
Mediation before.
Before litigation.
Okay. All right, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. Please, I have an issue with my landlord who already charges very high, coupled with the fact that the inferior materials were used and a lot of fixing here and there. After 4 years, he gives a 100% increment. How can we fight this in the tough economy? Emmanuel is his name.
Yeah, okay, the same thing. Question.
All right, so you guys are in. Okay, this one says, how
the magistrate court has jurisdiction over that.
Okay, how effective is a quit notice from a landlord to a tenant without the involvement of a lawyer? Olazukomi is asking.
Okay, the law does not mandate that the quit notice has to emanate from a lawyer. It just has to be the landlord or his agent.
So it doesn't have to be a lawyer.
In that quit notice, whoever is issuing the quit notice must state his capacity. If it's the landlord signing it personally, yes, it's as your eye, so, Goriomakwa stretch.
Okay.
Landlord issue you this quit notice, or you can say, I, Olamide Onifade, as an agent to your landlord, hereby issue you a notice and all of that. So you have to. So we're going to talk about the issue of quit notice. What your quit notice must entail for it to be valid.
All right. Another one here says, good morning, Nigeria Info. Could you please facilitate, your guest number? Before she leaves, your name is...
She always gives us her social media handle, so you can DM her and have the conversation.
All right. Good morning, guys. Does this tenancy law apply to Ogun State too?
No.
If no, what does Ogun State tenancy say about quit notice? Sam, for me, Bafo.
But she's practicing in Lagos. Do you have an idea?
No, I think it's general. I think it's the same thing that applies to Lagos. I think it's 6 months if it's silent on the agreement.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this one says, what's up, Lagos? Please, what if the quit notice for a year payment plan given is less than 6 months to the expiration of the rent?
I didn't get that.
It says, what if the quit notice for a 1 year payment plan
payment plan.
That's if you pay yearly.
Yes.
Is given and it is less than 6 months. You said if you pay yearly, yes, your quit notice should be...
If the agreement is silent, so he has to revert to the tenancy agreement to see what he signed.
So from what you're saying now...
But if it was an oral agreement, then it has to be 6 months.
Oh, really?
Because that is what...
There's the law generally agrees.
There's no written agreement to state the extent, the duration of the quit notice. So I've said whatever agreement is silent, if it's silent on it, there's no provision for it, then you have to revert to the 6 month statutory provision.
Huh. Okay. Well, the phone lines are open 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. If you're a lady, you can call 01465 7190. That's 01465 7190. We're still talking landlord tenant wahala. Wahala.
We have time to deal.
Yes. Alamide is in shock that today she can answer all your questions. But we are live. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfo 99.3. And we are also on YouTube. YouTube.com/NigeriaInfo 99.3 live. All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Hello. Oh, sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio, please.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, my name is Samantha. Assuming the landlord issues a quit notice to the tenant maybe for 6 months and all of that, and if the tenant fails to comply, and the landlord approaches the court, and throughout the period of back and forth in the court, you said that the tenant is supposed to be paying within that period. Assuming the tenant refuses to pay within that period, what happens? Why is the fault? Not even why he refuses to pay, because it could be that part of the reason why he didn't pay was maybe he wasn't financially okay. So within that period, they're asking to pay again. And if he refuses to pay, what's next? Are we going to throw his properties away from the building.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay. Thank you for that question. When you're in court to determine, when it's basically on the issue of rent, when they go through the litigation process and the court determines that indeed there's been a breach, the court will give an order that the tenant should pay. Then as a lawyer, when you're approaching the court, part of the orders that you are going to ask from the court is meant profit. If you don't ask for it, the court will not grant it.
Who's asking this now?
The lawyer of the landlord.
Okay.
Must record, it has to be written there that for the meant profit. So that is for all the days they are in court struggling over the issue. At the determination of the matter, the court would determine, the court will give an order that he has to pay. So if he does not evict the property after the court had determined, then that is when you're going to approach the bailiffs of the court, who would now go in there and evict him.
And evict you.
But the debt is still there and is recoverable. And that is another issue, which is on the execution of judgment.
So his reason for coming to court, let's just, from the last caller, what I could gather is he didn't have money to even pay rent.
Yes.
So getting him out of the house, you go to court. Yes. So he said meant...
That you should, the lawyer of the landlord should also, in the writ, ask for the meant profit. Menta con muso.
Me bro.
I said men's profit.
Okay, men's.
M-E-N-S-E profit. It's a Latin word.
You're making it seem as if it's an English word.
Sorry, not an English word.
Yeah, see,
English
trouble.
To put together Spanish, Greek, Latin.
Look at somebody I'm trying to tell you.
Sorry, I think
all
right,
we have a few more calls. Let's see if we can just do justice to all the callers. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Turn off your radio, please, so we can hear you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Nkiru. I'm calling from Akute.
All right, Nkiru.
Nkiru, please walk away from your radio and then you can talk.
Okay. I got a house I paid last year.
Okay.
So I have not finished the rent. and they gave me quick notice on October, and my rent supposed to be expired December. So what do I do? Because my rent has not expired, and I just moved into the house on December last year. I didn't know anything I've done wrong.
Okay.
All right, keep listening.
Just listen. All right, let's take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up?
Okay. Cheers to life. Good morning. Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mr. David. Calling from Ayobo.
All right. Okay, Mr. David.
Good. I just want to find out what this increment of rent issue. Yes, I was paying 250,000 in an accommodation. Then suddenly somebody who is taking care of the person brought an increment of 160,000. So again, on top of 250. Is it lawful?
Okay. Great question.
From 250
to 400. All right.
Okay. All right. Lamide.
I've answered this question three, four times.
So the person...
I said, if he's not satisfied with the increment, he should approach the citizen mediator.
Mediation.
If they cannot mediate it, then he should be going to court. There used to be the rent tribunal who used to determine issues like this, but it's been repealed. So the court now has the jurisdiction. The magistrate court sitting as a court and also as the
tribunal. Where can they find the mediation committee?
I know there's one in Yaba. But I know there are quite a number everywhere in Lagos.
Marco, so Google is our friend.
Yes, I was going to say
Google is our friend. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Good
What's
morning.
Your name?
Turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
Let me remain anonymous.
Okay, Anon. Welcome.
This thing is happening to me currently as we speak.
Oh, okay.
And this mediation center of a thing, I won't lie to you, they are like police station. But let me just keep that one for another day, maybe next week again. But my house that I live in now, the landlord has given everybody quick notice. All in the name, he wants to renovate the house. You understand? And I won't lie to you, it's not... it just come with the plan. Let me just hear this. How do they call them? Those people that they built for some years, they collect their money.
Developer,
yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, you know, there's a game going on. It's like you want to employ, take new set of people, collect agreement, collect everything. So, for the long story short, they gave everybody three month notice, which I follow you since last week. You keep me that it should be 6 months.
Oh dear.
Hello.
I think that he fell off.
Okay, so what I'll be advising is if he pays annually.
Yeah.
And the
agreement
is
silent.
They're supposed to have 6 months.
Okay.
And now because from what he has said, there are quite a number of them. Mm-hmm. They can just pull themselves together, get a lawyer, and I just have to approach the court.
Do you know the lady also will not address her case? The one that called from Akute.
No, it's invalid. That quick notice is invalid. So she should continue.
Because her rent hasn't expired.
Yeah, she should hold on to the property and let them go to court.
What
let
if she didn't have a written agreement of sorts?
Then it's 6 months.
Aha, so she has 6 months.
No, then even it's aside to the issue of the quick notice, her rent is still running because she's paid till December.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? So any quick notice cannot evict her before the expiration of that rent.
Okay, Miss Akute.
It has to terminate on that day or the day after.
So and the quick notice has to at least give her ample time. Because she's paid for 1 year, she said.
Okay, let me explain.
She has not done 1 year.
Yes. So any quick notice, any purported one, because I don't see any yet, cannot evict her before the expiration of December, that 1 year. Because she already paid, so that is guaranteed.
And then
1 year is guaranteed. If they now want her to leave, it's either the quick notice expires on the last day of that of the rent.
Okay.
Or a day after.
See, from what she said, her rent is December to December.
Yes.
So they gave her a quick notice before.
That's in October.
That's what I'm saying. Cannot.
Okay, so when should she should have gotten a quit notice by June?
No, that should expire the last day of her rent.
Okay, so it takes effect on the last day of her
rent. Yes, okay. Gori Makwa, let me explain. Okay, you come to me to hire a place, to rent a place, rather. And you pay me for 1 year.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That 1 year, you must use it.
Before a quit notice.
So if I now desire to evict you before that, I mean, because I don't like your head, the way it looks, any rent, any quit notice must terminate on the last day of your rent. At least you have to use your 1 year
before
now.
You can be sent out. Okay.
So the one that she was issued is not valid.
It's null and void.
Her rent, her rent is still running.
Okay.
All right, guys. This is always a never-ending conversation, but we have to go because our time is fast spent. I want to say thank you. Olamide Onifade is a family lawyer and also a real estate lawyer. My name is Mary Anna Cornstretch.
Social media handle has
quickly, because people are asking. We have to go.
Olamide_lady_lawyer. So approach me, I'll give you my number. Yeah.
Okay, Olamide_lady_law.
On Instagram.
All right?
Yes.
So go there, send a DM if you can.
We gotta go.
All right, my name is Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right, see you, Lagos. Bye bye.